suspending all Florida statutes that require a quorum to be present in person at local government public meetings or require a local government body to meet at a specific public purpose, the city may conduct meetings of the city council without having a quorum of its members present physically or at any specific location and utilizing communications media technology such as telephonic or video conferencing as provided by Florida statutes. As mayor, pursuant to the authority granted to me by the city charter, I declared a public emergency on March 15, 2020 in response to COVID-19. Furthermore, to pursuant those powers and the governor's executive order, I suspended all city requirements that require a physical quorum to be present to conduct this meeting and authorize that this meeting be conducted by communications media technology under the city's state of emergency proclamation for virtual meetings executed on April 3, 2020. The city manager, pursuant to the authority granted to him by the city's initial state of emergency for COVID-19, has closed City Hall to the public. Therefore, no member of the public will be allowed into the community wing of City Hall during this meeting. Notice that this meeting was going to be held by communication media technology and not at a physical location was posted on the city's website at least 5 days ago. The notice provided that those members of the public needing reasonable accommodations to participate in the meeting could contact the city clerk for assistance by noon on Monday, April 20th, 2020. Access to this meeting is being provided via live stream on the city's website at www.palmcoastgov.com and by calling 386-223-1690. Should you need technical assistance, please call 386-986-2391. Today is April 21st, 2020, and it is 9 a.m. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mayor Holland.
Here.
Vice Mayor Clufus.
Present.
Councilmember Branquino.
Right here.
Councilmember Cuff. Councilmember Howell.
Here.
Mayor, all members are present.
Thank you very much. First item on the agenda is the discussion and presentation and updates on COVID-19.
Thank you, Honorable Mayor, City Council. This morning, I'd like to welcome Captain Thomas Asconi and Chief Gerald Forte to give us the update on COVID-19.
You unmuted?
Numbers with you for what's going on in Florida and at the county. Total cases in the state of Florida were at 26,329. Total cases in Flagler County, we have 76, 73 are residents, 3 are non-residents. Total cases in Palm Coast, according to the zip code on the DOH website, we have 61, with 9 hospitalizations and 2 deaths. There's been a lot of testing in Flagler County recently. We've totaled 1,016 tests with 76 positive cases, which is a 7%. Last week, the county partnered with Department of Health and opened up a testing facility at Daytona State College. They were able to test 119 people, and they had 25 positive results at a 21% rate. As a community, we've been testing at 6%. This week, we've increased to 8%, which is still under the 10% average that we've seen statewide. Moving forward, as we open our nation, it's still prudent to follow the CDC guidelines. If you're 65 and older or immune compromised, you should remain isolated. If you're sick, you should stay home. If you go out, you should keep a 6-foot social distancing buffer and wear a face covering. And always remember to wash your hands with soap and water. Thank you.
The chief going to say?
Yes, and Chief Forte is going to come on. We're going to introduce what we've been working on as a staff, as I told council. I know as we've discussed as a beginning framework, a strategic framework for what reopening the city of Palm Coast looks like. You know, first for our city facilities, our business, our infrastructure, our facilities, parks, and amenities, and then also how this might impact our community guidelines. Before Jerry begins the talk, the premise of this is operating under the best data that we have and the best available science and health recommendations, which, as you know, is been at best a moving target right now, but we're basing this framework, which we're going to discuss and plan to release, off a few data sets that we believe are the best information we can have as a city right now to respond and plan for opening. One is the Florida Department of Health. One is the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. One is continuing to use the University of Washington Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation, who's doing a lot of the forecasting. And then a piece of the data that we are still waiting for and to have help interpretation and for it to catch up is this new discussion nationally about large-scale antibody testing that could provide us with key data. So we're monitoring those four data lines as we begin to talk about how we mitigate risk and what a phased approach to opening looks like. And with that, I'd ask Chief Forte if you could sort of lead in on where we're at in our planning and framework and discussions.
Thank you, Mr. Morton. Jerry Forte, Chief of the Palm Coast Fire Department. Good morning, Mayor and Council. Today, we are going to just briefly discuss some of the information that's coming down from the framework from the federal level regarding how do you back out of what we've already walked into. And if you envision yourself walking into a room and you take an assessment of the room, then you're walking your steps backwards. That's in essence what we're going to have to do as a government to try to get back into the swing of our normal operations. Before we get into phase one, phase two, phase three, there are things that Captain Asconi's touched on that will be consistent through the entire process of introducing ourselves to the community and the government operation. And these are continuing good practice of hygiene, washing hands in soap and water for 20 seconds, which we've heard through the whole process. Something that's very hard to do is avoiding touching your face, which when you've got the mask on, people are known to touch their face, and it's a habit that folks are not used to. Sneezing and coughing into a tissue or into the side of your elbow, which is isolating wherever your projectile is going. Disinfecting frequently used items in the surfaces as much as possible. Common practice for our department and the other departments is making sure that all of your surfaces are disinfected with Lysol spray or any kind of disinfectant spray on a regular basis, daily if possible. Strongly consider using face coverings in public. And one of the things that as an organization, we are going to be out in public a lot. Just because we may hit the pinnacle in the next week or two of cases in Palm Coast and Flagler County doesn't alleviate us from the downside of the virus. There are still going to be a lot of people that get it over a period of time. And just because we've hit our peak doesn't mean that we can stop doing some of these practices. And people who feel sick or ill need to really stay at home. As we start to look at who's going to be returning to work and returning to their normal operations, if they're sick, they really need to stay home and not bring whatever the virus or illnesses that they've got into the organization. That's a good common practice to have for a healthy organization to begin with. Not feel the need that you have to show up because you're that vital of an employee, but you're preserving the other employees around you from getting sick, which will hamper the organization. And contacting and follow the advice of all the medical providers that are telling us, the CDC, the Department of Health, on what best practices should be. As an employer, we still have to practice our social distancing and use the protective equipment. As we move forward in this operation, PPE should become more readily available or alternative methods of protecting ourselves, such as the cloth face mask for the individual to protect others from. We have been doing temperature checks. We are instituting it department-wide now. In a short couple of days, we should see a broader scope of how we're gonna do temperature checks on a wider basis. We're improving our sanitation and cleaning everything more often. and using the disinfectants to high traffic areas. I'm very pleased to say that our aeroclaves arrived last night. Captain Asconi is going to go through them today, distribute those to City Hall, as well as to the utility department for institution. We will be sharing the fire one with Public Works. So at any time, all these groups get to use this equipment just to maintain a sanitary condition within their own workspaces. And reduce business travel and out-of-town travel. A lot of this stuff was contracted through contact through the airlines and through travel, so we're going to reduce that in the long term. Mr. Morton?
Yeah, so, you know, again, we're going to share this first framework draft with council this week, and our goal is to release it to the public as soon as possible. I know a lot of people are asking us this question. You know, essentially, again, we don't have a great predictor right now, and I think as far as Flagler County is concerned, from what we're seeing is we are still experiencing transmission of the virus. We're still seeing an increase in cases. We're seeing an increase in hospitalizations. According to the CDC and the Institute for Health Metrics today, and this is for today, they're recommending continuing a strong social distance practices until there's a declared move by health officials towards containment strategies. This will include limits on mass gatherings, opening of non-essential facilities, canceling of non-essential travel, and other sanitation measures. The earliest date that's predicted today, again, by the CDC and the IHME, is the week of June 1st. So we still have some patience, we still have some time, but again, I think getting this strategy out to the public and communicating that this week is going to be essential. And that's
okay.
That's all. What we have, yeah. Sorry, unless there's questions or comments or concerns, we're going to continue to proceed on.
Okay. We will actually now move after our update to an announcement that you have, Mr. Morton.
We have an announcement today, and unfortunately, I hate to do this remotely. It doesn't feel right. Richard Adams, our utilities director, and most venerated and respected senior staff member, last day of work will be May 1st, just a few short days away. We fully intend to invite Mr. Adams back for the celebration and the recognition he deserves, which we cannot do right now, unfortunately. However, staff all did collaborate. This was a staff-driven effort and staff-funded effort for this amazing laser-engraved crystal with a 3D model of the Palm Coast Water Tower. It's actually quite remarkable. Richard, you haven't seen it yet, but you'll see it today as it gets delivered to you. It says, to a respected friend and colleague, your retirement that is so well deserved makes us so happy for you, but we'll miss you so much as a friend, as a leader, as a co-worker, and to most all of us, the great friend that you are and have been. Thank you for 43 years of dedicated service. We all truly wish you enjoy the next journey in life, your friends and work family at the City of Palm Coast. And then I was asked to place it up here. I think they can zoom in a little bit is what I'm hearing. Maybe not. So anyway, again, this feels really wrong. Richard, we value you very much. And I don't know, Mayor, if there's some other people who want to, you know, comment. I'm sure there might be. But we're going to hold you accountable to coming back and again, getting the celebration and the thanks and recognition that you have earned here at the city and how much we appreciate and value you. And I know everyone at the city feels that way.
Good. Thank you, Richard.
Virtual clap.
Well, thank you very much.
Richard, before you start, I
thought maybe Richard, I'd have an opportunity since we were doing everything remotely that I could just fade away into the sunset and not have any pomp and circumstance. So unexpected, but thank you. Thank you very much. I'm not leaving town, so I'll be around.
I would like to add to Mr. Morton's comments. I've known Richard for a long time, not only as I served as a county commissioner. He was always willing to provide a wealth of knowledge and understanding and a lot of information. about our utility system in the city of Palm Coast and utilities in general. He's done a tremendous amount over the years to take advantage of the most modern technology to have our residents have the cleanest drinking water possible and utilizing a lot of reuse strategies. We have an award-winning utility system for a reason. I know Richard credits a lot to his team, and I agree. I think he has an extraordinary team that works side by side with him, but I can't think of anybody in the entire state of Florida that knows more about utilities than Richard Adams. So your service is not only greatly appreciated, but your legacy will live on for many, many years within the city of Palm Coast and even greater. So generations to come can enjoy not only our clean drinking water, but something that frankly is a necessity in all of our lives. So Richard, thank you is not enough. You know, we are not only going to miss you, but we hope that you enjoy your retirement and your long bike rides with your family and your children and all that comes along with it. But we hope you won't go too far, because I'm sure your advice will be helpful from time to time.
Thank you, Mayor.
We'll now move to public participation. As in all council meetings, if you speak at the beginning of the meeting under public participation, you will not be allowed to speak under the second public participation. The second public participation is reserved for speakers who did not have an opportunity to speak at the beginning of the meeting. Prior to calling in with your comments, if you are watching the meeting from our website or through YouTube, please mute those. So when you call in with your comments, there is no interference. If you would like to participate in public comment, call 386-223-1690. You will need to hit the star 9 to raise your hand to provide your comments. You will be acknowledged by being unmuted, and you will hear a message that you have been unmuted. Please begin by stating your name clearly for the record. You will have up to 3 minutes to speak. That when there is 15 seconds left to your 3 minutes, you will hear a beep, and at the end of your 3 minutes, you will hear another beep, and you will be muted at that time. You will not be disconnected from the meeting. All callers will have the opportunity to speak. Please be aware there may be a short pause as we switch to the next caller. We will now begin. Please state your name for the record, and your 3 minutes will begin.
I see no one, but some on the meeting are saying they're having a hard time hearing you guys when you speak. I'm guessing it's the face masks. Maybe if you speak louder, please.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. We'll close public comment, and we'll move to the next portion of our agenda, which is the approval of the minutes of the City Council, April 7, 2020. City Council business meeting and April 14, 2020 workshop. Do I have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Do I have a second?
Yep, I'll second.
Okay, we'll do a roll call vote. Virginia?
Vice Mayor Clufus?
Aye.
Councilmember Branquino?
Aye.
Councilmember Cuff?
Aye.
Councilmember Howell?
Aye.
Mayor Holland?
Yes.
Mayor, this motion passes 5-0.
Okay, thank you. We'll now move to resolutions. Agenda item number 3, a resolution approving the necessary upgrades to the FiberNet infrastructure project, including monthly service fees for bandwidth.
Thank you, Mayor, City Council. Following up on our council workshop on the FiberNet upgrades, we did not have a presentation today. We do have Don Cooley available if you have any questions.
Council, do we have any questions at this time? I know that Mr. Cooley did a presentation at our last meeting. Any additional questions or comments on this agenda item?
I'm there.
Thank you. Seeing none, I'll open it up to the public. Any member of the public wish to make public comment on agenda item number 3, please do so at this time. We're asking you to call in and then hit the star 9 to be unmuted prior to speaking.
No, ma'am.
Okay, we will close that item and I will ask for a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve it.
There is a second.
I'll second.
Okay, Virginia, can you please do a roll call vote?
Mayor Klufas?
Aye.
Councilmember Branquino?
Aye.
Councilmember Cuff?
Aye.
Councilmember Howell?
Aye.
Mayor Holland?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Okay, we'll now approve our consent agenda items. They are listed as 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. If any member of the public wishes to make public comment on any of these agenda items, please do so at this time. Seeing no public comment, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve consent 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
I'll second.
Virginia, roll call, please.
Vice Mayor Klufas?
Aye.
Councilmember Branquino?
Aye.
Councilmember Cuff?
Yes.
Member Howell?
Aye.
Mayor Holland?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Thank you. We'll now move to agenda item at the end of the meeting, which is public participation. Public participation will work as follows. If you would like to participate in public comment, call 386-223-1690. Please hit star 9 to raise your hand to provide your comments. Okay. Thank you. I'll close public comment. We'll take it back to discussion by City Council of matters not on the agenda. I'll start with Councilmember Brinkino since he's sitting right there.
Oh, yes. Rich Adams, my friend. Can you look at that? Can I see your pretty face? Very good. Rich, you're a gentleman and a scholar, a wealth of knowledge, and you'll be missed. Trust me, you will be missed. I already see us missing you. And we fear this because your knowledge, anybody would fear to lose. And we're losing it, but it's for a good reason. You deserve the rest that you're going to get for the rest of your life, which I hope is another 40 or 50 years. Thank you, Chief. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Matthew, for the job you're doing. And just one request I have for you and everybody in this county. Do not rush this thing. Do not rush it. Once again, my son is a nurse at the hospital, and that's his first thing when he comes home. I hope they don't rush this. This is a medical problem, not a political problem, my friends. Let's keep it like that. Let's think medical before we think political, and grow backbones, some of you out there, okay? We're not doing this to hurt you. We're doing this to help you. And we're going to continue to help you, and we will not cave in or give in to anybody who thinks we should rush into this. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Much appreciated. Okay, I will now ask our Vice Mayor Klufas, for your comments.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. I would also like to echo what Councilmember Brinkman had said about Mr. Adams. Congratulations, Richard. I'm incredibly happy for you. I wish I could, you know, celebrate in person with you, but fortunately we'll get that opportunity sometime in the future. But thank you for all the hard work. And like the mayor said, I mean, you are the cornerstone of not only our city utility, but also in the community as well. And I know that you've been here quite a while and you've had an impact on many lives outside the scope of the city. So thank you for all your contributions. And best of luck in the future, and I hope that you get to enjoy retirement post-COVID and not limited with social distance. But I'd also like to say that everyone is doing a tremendous job on our council, staying unified and not stepping out and trying to single-handedly push the the restore of normality more so than anyone else. So I'd just like to say thanks to everybody for our unity on this council, that we all understand the importance of this and that we're not going to rush bringing everything back to the way it was prior. And thanks for the leadership, and we'll get through this, but congratulations, Richard.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your comments. Council Member Howell?
Yes, I want to say, Richard, you've obviously been a terrific asset to the community. I've only known you 2 short years, but I've come to really appreciate you as an individual, as a friend, and as a very wise guy. I want to tell you, capitalize on your experience and do consulting. I've retired several times in different occupations, and I've been able to market myself into those fields. So, you know, you got a lot of oomph left in you, buddy. And when this is over, we'll get together and have a couple of drinks. That's all I got to say, other than, you know, we're all doing our best to maintain the slowness of the eager people that want to get this COVID virus restrictions thrown away. You know, I teach this stuff at the graduate level, and I am telling you, this is nothing to screw around with. And if you want to push the issue, well, I'll send you flowers to your funeral. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Council Member Howell. And I like the mustache. I know. It looks good, actually. Okay, Council Member Cuff.
Okay, am I on?
Okay. You are on.
Yes, I'd like to add my congratulations to Richard's retirement. Since we can't get together, I will flush my toilet in his honor at 6 o'clock tonight if he wants to watch the water meter. That said, I think Steve Flanagan will do a good job at utilities, and I'm certainly glad to hear that we won't be losing Richard's expertise or presence in the community. Other than that, I want to add my voice to the other council members and just say to our residents, the Trojans fell for this a few thousand years ago. Just because somebody tells you the Greeks have left and the war is over, don't open the gates and drag that big horse inside. We need to keep in mind that for the foreseeable future, we can all kill each other by coughing on each other, potentially. So take it slow. Mr. Morton and the staff and the mayor have a huge job ahead of them, crafting the safest and most efficient way to reopen the city services. And our businesses have a huge responsibility that we need to support however we can. So please stay safe and continue to do what we're doing until it's truly safe to be completely reopened. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate all the comments made by the council today. Again, what I am most proud of going through this experience has been the support and the unity by this council in an exceptional way. You know, this would not be happening, and we would not be at this stage, and we would not be in the position we're in without the city council. And so your support, your staying home, your making sure you're kept safe is really important, and I certainly appreciate it. I would also add that, you know, we all understand that these are unprecedented times. We also understand that there is no playbook that we have at our fingertips on how we manage this kind of crisis. This is the first of its kind that certainly all of us have experienced in our lifetime and will probably not see again. And what we do today matters. It impacts people's lives. It impacts, actually people's lives.
Yes.
And that is really the critical component of this. It's not easy. It's not easy to sit up here and understand that there are economic challenges within our business community that those that made investments in our community are currently feeling. That weighs on all of us very heavily. We think about that every single day. And that balance is something that we all challenge ourselves with, of saying, when is it going to be a moment for us to begin to reopen? What makes the most sense? We rely heavily on the medical aspect of this virus. We rely heavily on the data and the science, on what we're being told by the experts, that this is not only a highly contagious virus, 10 times more than the flu, and the only way we can manage and control it is by separating as much as possible. We know that. That those are the facts. You can't change those facts. We can't rewrite, the history on this, but that's what we know to be true. And so we have taken extraordinary steps in an effort to keep our residents safe, but also our city staff safe, and also our first responders, and also our healthcare workers who have been on the front line tirelessly ensuring that the patients that they are seeing in the hospital is not further compromising residents in our community. We know that testing is still an issue. Again, you can't state that's not a known figure as well. We've heard from Captain Nascone this morning that the current testing has, we've seen an increase, which concerns me, frankly, that we're not seeing the decrease that one would hope at this point. I think we're going to continue to see an increase, which means that we have to take the necessary steps to keep our community safe. And it's a responsibility we all take very seriously. So, Chief Forte, I know that, you have really been concerned about reopening too soon. Again, not only because your team is out there not only managing and handling the day-to-day calls of the city, but we do have other potential issues going on. Thank goodness we've received some rain, which has reduced the drought index to a more comfortable level. But we all know that we've sustained some hurricanes in the last few years that have devastated our city and has caused an impact on how we manage these crises. So we have to keep our first responders safe throughout this. That has to be a priority. That has to remain a priority. And I get these questions a lot. What is opening up, going to do? Well, what we know is going to happen is we will see a continual spike in those that are infected. And they're spreading it throughout our community. So we must maintain the not only practice of social distancing or distances themselves, but we are asking you to please continue to be patient. We appreciate it. We thank you for it, frankly, because it's helped tremendously, and your actions have potentially saved lives, your neighbors' lives. So continue to practice the social distancing. Please go out for only the necessary needs. We will have a strategy, a reopening strategy, that we will be discussing and rolling out, but it's still an unknown on the time frame of all of these practices. This is an ever-moving, ever-changing, ever-fluctuating pandemic that we have a great team of individuals that have stayed on top of it have worked tirelessly to continue to help communicate to our residents why this moment in time is so important. So I say thank you to everyone. I say thank you to the entire City of Palm Coast team, who has continued to provide services without disruption, which is kind of extraordinary in the middle of a global pandemic. I say thank you to our first responders, who always put themselves in the front line without even thinking about it. And I really say thank you to our healthcare workers, who I don't know how they're doing this every day. And I have family members that also work at the hospital. And, it's a scary moment. It's a scary moment. And thank you to our community. Thank you, Palm Coast, because you are also, part of this. And so we're going to continue to work hard. We're going to continue to keep you safe. And we're going to continue to get through this together. So thank you for your continued patience. And thank you for all involved. Okay, discussion by city attorney of matters not on the agenda. I like your, I don't know if we can zoom in on Bill's.
Please don't do that to me, Mayor.
Just don't walk into the bank like that. Somebody's going to call the guy.
That was unnecessary and cruel, Mayor. But I have nothing to add.
Discussion by city manager of matters not on the agenda.
Just very briefly, show of gratitude. The city hall has been open, as is Parkview Church, for donations for the Feed the 5,000 initiative. I wish we could take a camera out in the hallway in one day to see the amount of food donated by our community demonstrates a resilience and a compassion that is just astounding, and the community should all be proud of themselves for that. Additionally, if you have not, please register. It's not too late. It's never too late to submit your questions and to register tomorrow for our virtual town hall at noon. Those have been very informative, very well received. We get a lot of phenomenal questions, Mayor, as you know. So we're encouraging residents to sign up through our Palm Coast Connect. Again, those questions, those cases that you log, that information we get, continues to help us daily make great decisions. So we encourage you to do that as well. And then just echo your sentiment. I think the over the weekend, the 21% infection rate, and the fact that we still do not have a reliable supply of PPE for our first responders or our healthcare workers. Those are just two sobering things. Now, again, we're not operating out of fear. I want to be very clear. I know none of this council is afraid. You guys have had a mayor and council extraordinary courage, and I know staff has extraordinary courage, but we are making decisions driven off data, driven off health advice, driven off the best available science that we have. We'll continue to not be afraid, but continue to drive forward with this strategy and with serving our community. So thank you again, Mayor, for your leadership, Council, and our community for their patience, resilience, and compassion. It's very much appreciated.
Thank you.
And I'll take a picture of that food drive offers that we have there, and I'll publish it on my Facebook, and I hope you will share it.
Thank you.
Because it's a good, good thing.
It's a great thing. An extraordinary thing. Again, I love our residents. They're pretty amazing people. Okay.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you.